From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Iraq launches an offensive to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi. Baghdad says security forces have retaken parts of the city from Islamic State fighters that seized the Anbar provincial capital in May. Rick Brennan, RAND Corporation regional analyst, says it's the result of months of planning.
It took them about 6 months in order to build the forces and develop a plan to go in. But right now, the Iraqi forces have essentially surrounded Ramadi. U.S. and coalition airstrikes have been hitting key targets, and they're making good progress on recapturing portions of Ramadi. The big fight has yet to come, which is the city center.
Iraqi forces have focused on encircling and cutting off supply lines around the city before launching their offensive. Protests erupted in the Central African Republic capital of Bangui over news that former President Francois Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's elections. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Tuesday violence in the region has triggered a humanitarian and security crisis, and he pointed to Boko Haram as one of the culprits.
This terrorist group stepped up its attacks against civilian and military targets in the Lake Chad Basin area, notably in Cameroon and Chad, leading to a further deterioration in the security, economic, humanitarian, and human rights situation.
Mr. Bathily praised the visit to Africa last month by Pope Francis and what he called his timely appeal for peace and reconciliation. French officials say four of its soldiers are being questioned in connection with allegations of child rape in Central African Republic. The alleged abuse occurred between late 2013 and mid-2014. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukraine's lawmakers the United States will never recognize Russia's attempt to annex Crimea, drawing a standing ovation in the country's parliament.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
Mr. Biden assured them of continued U.S. support, calling on Moscow to comply with a Minsk ceasefire agreement designed to ease tensions over the conflict or face continued sanctions. Meanwhile, the U.N.'s Human Rights Office says more than 9,000 have died in 21 months of fighting in eastern Ukraine, even though there has been a sharp de-escalation of hostilities since August. It says the withdrawal of heavy weapons following a September truce agreement has been instrumental in calming violence between government forces and pro-Russian separatists. French officials say they have identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on Paris's Bataclan Concert Hall November 13. They announced Wednesday the attacker was from Strasbourg in eastern France. He's believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of young people in 2013. His name has not been officially released. Liberia has released its last two known Ebola cases as it begins a new phase of declaring itself free of the deadly virus. Tolbert Yanswa is the country's assistant health minister.
No need to panic in Liberia about Ebola. Absolutely no need. No need. No need to cancel your plane tickets when you come into Liberia for Christmas. Continue to come here. The place is safe. We will do our best to keep the place safe. Investors should continue to carry on their projects. Our job is to keep you safe.
There are still dozens of contacts still under quarantine in Liberia, with 30 of them deemed high risk. The West African country was declared Ebola-free twice before until new cases were confirmed. Neighboring Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free in November, while Guinea's last known case recovered about 2 weeks ago. At least two Kenyans have now been charged with killing two lions and poisoning several others inside Kenya's Masai Mara Game Park after herdsmen complained the lions were attacking and devouring their cattle. The men have pleaded not guilty but could face prison and big fines if convicted. The lions involved had been part of a BBC wildlife documentary called Big Cat Diaries. Again, the hour's top story, Baghdad says Iraqi security forces have retaken parts of Ramadi from Islamic State fighters that seized the Anbar provincial capital in May. Iraqi forces have focused on encircling and cutting off supply lines around the city before launching their offensive. And protests erupted in Central African Republic's capital over news former President Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's election. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.